Talk about disaster teams, huh? That's pretty much what happened yesterday in Buffalo there, big fellow. What the hell happened?
Yeah, you know, you win some, you lose some. Just to, but to go out and, you know, basically had a good opportunity to walk away with the W, and we didn't. That's the part that really, you know, bugs you. So we'll get past this. I'm still early. I mean, we're not going to make any excuses. We're going to move forward. The quicker we put, you know, games behind us that we win, we're going to do the same thing when we lose, you know, and move on. And that's one thing we have to do this week, move on, because we have another road test out there in Oakland. They won. You know, they had a big game. They won yesterday at home. So I'm pretty sure they're going to be riding high also. So one thing we can't do, we can't allow this one game to affect us this weekend. It's basically starting with, you know, getting on film right away.
I'm sure you notice this in any type of blowout game. You're up 21 zip on the team, and there's a moment where you say, we can crush them right now. We can really take the life out of them. Where was that moment yesterday, in your opinion, and why didn't it happen? I'm sure you sensed it watching the film or just in your mind, said, okay, this is the moment where we can really just stomp on them, and we don't. We didn't do it.
I mean, I think when we was at 14, you know, the score was 14-0. One thing we talked about doing was starting fast on both sides, and we did that. But it seems like we just ran into a bump, you know, both sides, and it happens. It happens. We knew they was a, you know, pretty good second half football team, and they put up a lot of scores in the second half. So that game could have easily went either way. I just hate when we give a game away, you know. And some of the things we did, it's not like us, but it happened. You know, it happened. You learn from it. You coach from it. Your players, you got to learn from it and get better. And that's one thing we want to do. We're going to have to get better. If we don't, we're going to be in trouble.
We heard so much talk during the preseason about the revamped defense, how you were going to apply more pressure, because it was something you guys really didn't do an awful lot of last year. You didn't get a lot of pressure on the quarterback. Are you guys having difficulty dealing with that right now? It seems like you're trying to send extra guys with an empty backfield. Are guys not hitting the right entry position? What's going on? It's because you're not putting an awful lot of pressure on the quarterback.
You're going to have people say, you know, it's this, it's that. You know, I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot of experts out there saying what we need to do. And we can only do what we can do. And that's execute better at times. At times we do have things called where we execute it good. It turns out okay. But when you don't execute it, you give up a big play. So it's always crucial to be a consistent football team. And right now I think inconsistent, you know, as a defense, you can actually put our defense there, inconsistent, because we show flashes on film where when we do it right, it's not a problem, you know. But
early on in the game,
yeah. Even later in the game when we had them backed up the first time, three and out, we got off the field, then we come right back around, they go 90-plus yards, whatever it may be. So, I mean, it's things that we certainly have to get better at. But we have to play more consistently. If we don't do that, it's going to be a long season for us. But guys are trying. I mean, I don't question any of our guys' toughness. I don't question any of those guys' ability. They want to do the right thing. But you know what? When you play the game of football, you win some, you lose some. The objective is to win more than you lose. And sometimes it don't happen. But we have to get back on track. That's starting with a good week of practice. And like I said, one thing we can't do, we can't allow this last game against the Bills to carry over in Oakland, because we have to take that road trip out west. And like I said, Oakland team that just won a good big game yesterday, we're going to have to be ready to play out there. It's going to be a tough place to play in. So we're going to need everybody to step up this week.
In the final minute of the game, you were called for an unsportsmanlike penalty. From your perspective, what happened?
Oh, that they called me?
Yeah, they said Logan.
They said Logan. They said Logan 70, Megan, but it wasn't 70. Him.
I have no clue. I really didn't. I can't even remember back. At that time, we were just trying, you know, we were basically desperate for the ball. We needed to get the ball. I knew the ball was out. It might have been the same play. The ball was actually
out. That was it.
Out,
that
so,
was it. Yeah.
We're just trying to get to the ball because right there, our team fate was in our hands. And, you know, the only thing we could do is to try to get that ball out, which we did, but we just didn't, you know, get it. So I don't know what they call, you know, it's not a biggie for me, but we were just trying to, you know, make something happen.
Yeah, I almost thought that was the play before, but it was interesting because Fitzpatrick is going to one knee, but he's going to stand up as long as he possibly can so that the clock can keep on running, all right, because you still had that one timeout left. So why wouldn't you try to take him down if he's still standing with a wall in front of him? You've got to get to him and you got to take him down. Not that it would have made much of a difference at that point.
Yeah, like I say, at that point, we was basically, you know, looking for a miracle. I mean, one thing we could do is try to knock the, you know, center and back of the quarterback, all types of stuff. But like I said, the ball was actually out, and you couldn't ask for a better chance. So once the ball was out, we tried to get it, and it's tough being down there in a crowd like that to get the ball, but we tried and it didn't happen.
You talked about how people are really trying, and guys, it's not because of lack of effort. Guys are really producing out there. Are there some communication problems? Because I think you're right. At times, you guys look like you know what you're doing, and then suddenly you'll see stuff that you say to yourself, what the hell just happened? I'm Chandler wide open in the end zone.
Communication is always the issue when you have a breakdown. That's any team. That's any sport. When you can't communicate and you're not on the same page, it creates problems. And that's one thing that we always stress: communication, which is getting better. I can't sit here and say it's not, but the times when we don't communicate, or you know, we don't get the whole call, or some guy playing this and another guy playing that, it can be a problem. It can be a problem. So we just have to keep our head down. We got to keep fighting. It's early in the season. I mean, we can't let this one loss dictate the rest of, you know, our season, because it's so early in the season. There's a lot of football need to be played, and you know what? That's one game. But we definitely have to learn from it and improve from it, and continue to move forward. The good thing is we play them again.
Is this a championship level defense?
We'll see when it happens. If we do, yeah. I can't tell you that. We're going in week four right now. I don't think anyone can tell you that. It's way too early, and you might think you have the best team in the league. You might be undefeated. You might won a lot of games. But until you actually get to the level where you actually win it, you can't really say, you know, you're a championship football team. You know, it's way too early right now.
I hate to tell you, looking around the league right now, I don't think there are any shutdown defenses. Bad news for you. They like the guys on the offensive side of the ball. Yeah. They're trying to drum up the scoring there, big fella. They don't like your side of the ball right now.
I tell you what, offense job is to score points. Defense job is to stop them. So I think around the league is, you know, a lot of scoring going on around the league. But who knows? It may change. I know. I don't care if it's 100, 101. As long as we have the 101, we win.
It was going on that pace yesterday for a while. Like, damn.
Get away with a W. That's the key. Get away with a W and think about everything else afterwards.
Well, the killer there is the last series, because the offense, it took an awful long time to score that touchdown to tie it up, and then three plays later and 80 yards. And sometimes you can't, you know, you can't fault anybody for trying to tackle Fred Jackson, because that's what you got to attempt to do. But it's amazing sometimes it's almost better to let him drift to the end zone.
We win as a team, we lose as a team. That's one thing that we will do. We will stick by one another through thick and thin. And I think a true team will do that. And I think in this case, that's something we will do, and we will continue to do. Just stick by one another and then continue to play football, because it's way too early in the season to predict anything.
How different is Oakland? McFadden, they run the football. Unusual, because the National Football League, and certainly the three teams you've seen so far, pass. This is a team that's very physical, and they'd be very happy in just controlling the tempo and running the football for 3 hours.
Well, I'll tell you what, me personally, I like to see a team like this. You get away from all the spread offenses for a little bit and actually get back to down and dirty football. And that's what they present. They present a physical team. They want to smash. They want to play smash mouth football. They old school. That's what they want to do. So, once again, we'll be challenged.
You can join Vince and EMD Millipore to help tackle diabetes this season. You can donate $7.50 for every tackle that number 75 makes to the Vince Wilfork Foundation and the Jocelyn Diabetes Center High Hopes Fund, and we hope that you will do that. For details, go to jocelyn.org/Wilfork. EMD Millipore, it's a division of Merck GAA of Germany. All right, big fellow, we'll see you here next week, huh?
Oh, sounds good.
Have a better week, will you?
Thank you.
Have a better week. All right. That's Vince Wilfork.